Gosden wrote, "If life has dealt you a good hand, this is quite an enjoyable time of year. But if life has dealt you a bad hand, then that tide of Christmas joy can feel like it's drowning you." Drowning is a good metaphor for how so many of us have felt this Christmas. So many have sunk into a despair that has removed the merry from Christmas. Happy holidays has morphed into a nightmare. It's hard to have a holly jolly Christmas when we can't even see the people we love in person. I'm having a hard time hearing the angel song of peace on earth, goodwill to all, above the weeping and the wailing of those who are grieving. Of what peace do the angels sing when there's so much political infighting? In these days, I find myself returning to the Hebrew scriptures, to the prophet Isaiah's words, the people who walked in darkness. And I realize that he's talking more than the darkness of winter, but a dark night of the soul that's filled with feelings of paralyzing hopelessness with no escape. The people who walked in darkness. There are some for whom this time of year is particularly painful. We become acutely aware of the loss we've experienced. Death of loved ones, the alienation and rejection of our family, our personal failures that we carry, causes us to wander in a darkness which can't be pushed back by Christmas lights. The people who walked in darkness. I always hate the days after Christmas. I keep playing in my head that theme song of the Poseidon Adventure. There's got to be a morning after. After the heady rush of sugar cookies and good cheer, we're left looking around at the tinsel that's showing worse for wear and a sadness that threatens to overwhelm us again. Thank God, Isaiah doesn't leave us hanging in the darkness of despair. He keeps reminding us of the amazing thing that happens in a Bethlehem stable. He says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who lived in a land of deep shadows, light, starbursts of light." I need to be reminded of this promise of Christmas even when we are in the darkness of night. The promise of a sunrise will never fail. When things feel most helpless, we will find a strength that we didn't know was there. When we're feeling most hopeless, there will be an inbreaking of love when we least expect it. This is what Christmas is all about. God didn't come when all was right with the world. In spite of all that was wrong, God showed up to say through Jesus' birth, "I'm not going to leave you in darkness and despair. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." Isaiah foretells that birth of Jesus, for a child has been born for us. The gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be amazing. Counselor, Strong God, Eternal One, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow and there'll be no limits to the wholeness he brings. When this truth breaks into our lives, we are filled with a joy that gets us through the darkest days of despair and hopelessness. I want to tell you a story about a friend of mine. Tim was a colleague in the Catskill Mountains of New York. We both were pastoring tiny little churches in the middle of nowhere, and Tim absolutely loved it. He loved it so much that we called him the Bishop of the Mountains because he was so well suited for rural ministry that we couldn't imagine him being a pastor anywhere else. He met a woman from the area, and they were married and had two children. He and Janet were made for each other. When I think about it, they were really the first example I ever had seen in my life of true soulmates. It was hard to tell where one stopped and the other one started because they complemented each other so well. You couldn't imagine Tim without Janet and Janet without Tim. Tim was a better man and a better pastor because of Janet, and Janet was a better woman and a better teacher because of Tim. While Tim might have been Bishop of the Mountains, he wasn't Bishop of the United Methodist Church. And one day he got a call from our bishop saying that his skills were needed at a church on Long Island. Reluctantly, he and Janet and their two kids packed up their home and moved to Long Island. It was a really difficult transition for them. Janet was really unhappy being away from the mountains, from the home that she knew. But being such a strong couple, they worked through the pain of such a difficult transition. One day, Janet was leaving the church parking lot. Their two kids were in the back seat of the car. As she left the parking lot and entered a road, a speeding car broadsided them. The children were fine, but Janet died almost instantly. The depth of Tim's grief was so intense. He had lost his soulmate, the one who made his soul sing. Months passed, and Christmas came, and with it was a Christmas card from Tim. He said, "People ask me how I'm doing, and while I lost a part of me when Janet died, I'm really doing okay. When we stood at the altar to be married, we didn't say we were promising each other a life of happiness, because we knew happiness could be fleeting and in short supply at times. We knew that there would be hard times and good times, and so what we offered each other was a commitment to live with joy. Because joy is a gift from God that never fails us. It would be joy that would give us a foundation in the most difficult and trying times. And it would be joy that would bring us even to greater heights in the good times. So in the midst of my grief, I've maintained the vow to live with joy. And it has been joy which has held me up in the season of Christmas." I think of Tim and his commitment to live with joy so often at this time of year. In the face of sorrow, it is joy that enables us to reach out to each other. In the darkness, it is joy that offers light. And I'm reminded once again that God doesn't come into the nice, clean, safe, sanitized places of our lives, but chooses to meet us in the stench and the filth and the hazardous conditions of our world. Came into the world as we come, as vulnerable as a baby, to love and be loved, to offer us a wholeness that we can't even imagine. So seize joy this Christmas season and as we enter into a new year. Cling to it as if your life depends on it, because it does. When the world feels overwhelming, remember, we are the people who walked in darkness, who will see a great light. We will see the star shining in the sky. We will hear angel voices singing their songs of peace on earth. And we will experience the birth of love into our lives and into our world again and again and again, not just on Christmas, but every day. So joy to the world, my friends. Joy to your life. Joy to your church, joy to your neighborhood, joy to your community, joy to our nation, joy to the world.